Ambassador Joseph Wilson is a central figure in the Libby case. Wilson is a former diplomat, and it was his wife, Valerie Plame Wilson, whose employment at the Central Intelligence Agency was disclosed after he wrote skeptically about claims Iraq was shopping for enriched uranium in Africa. Wilson says he's not surprised that President Bush commuted Louis Libby's sentence.
This administration is corrupt to the core. I would only hope that Americans now realize, with this subversion of our system of justice and the rule of law in this country, just exactly how corrupt they are.
In 2002, Joseph Wilson traveled to Niger to investigate claims that Iraq had been trying to buy uranium yellowcake there. He found there was no truth to the story, but even so, the yellowcake claim was one piece of evidence the Bush administration cited of Iraq's nuclear ambitions. Wilson went public in 2003 with his findings, undermining the administration justification for war in Iraq. White House aides told some reporters that Wilson's mission was his wife's idea, that she was at the CIA. She hasn't said much throughout the leak investigation, and Ambassador Wilson had only this to say about her reaction to President Bush's decision today.
Well, I think it's safe to say that she shares my views.
Wilson says that President Bush has made himself an accessory to the obstruction of justice.
What he has done in commuting the sentence, he's removed all incentive for Mr. Libby to address directly and truthfully the whole question of the role of the president and the vice president in an act of treason, the compromise of the identity of a covert CI officer. People will quibble with the use of the term treason, but when a senior, if a senior U.S. government official were to take 2 hours out of his busy schedule to sit with a Russian military attaché for the purpose of disclosing the name of a covert CIA officer, what would you call it? We all know what we would call it. Why would we call it anything different just because the disclosure of that information came through an American journalist? This was an act to betrayal the national security of the country. It was a very serious crime, and Americans know the difference between right and wrong.
That's Ambassador Joseph Wilson, the husband of Valerie Plame Wilson. He spoke to us from Santa Fe, New Mexico.